This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The vice chair of the Libertarian Party in Delaware joins us now, Amy Lepore. She wrote a great article that was reprinted via the 10th Amendment Center, how the feds have nationalized emergency management. And now I got to ask Amy, what emergency? Where's the emergency? Amy, help me. Help us out. You got a PhD. You can figure this out for us.
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to concur with your assessment. It doesn't appear to be an emergency to me right now.
Yeah, look at it. You look like you're in Mexico right now with the palm fronds behind you, whatever. It looks great.
I assure you I am in Delaware.
You are? Okay, in Delaware. Isn't that where, like, Biden parks his boats, or a lot of people park their boats?
I think he spends a good amount of time here, as evidenced by the traffic jams, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so, yeah, that's right. They shut it down if he comes there, or whoever he is goes there. So, Amy, again, all of this stuff that we're talking about here is very much within your capacity of commentary, as well as the article that you wrote that was republished at the 10th Amendment Center, how the feds have nationalized emergency management. And, you know, perhaps you can introduce us to that concept of the nationalization of all state and local authorities to do the bidding of what we call the federal government. But even the federal government, I question, is it really the federal government, or is there some globalist agenda behind it trying to take us out beyond the borders of the United States even?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about me. I had a career in local government public safety and was working in emergency management and looking around at my interactions with the public and at the grant dollars that flowed through the organizations and their use and started to ask some really big questions, which is how I ended up going back to college in the first place a little later in life. I was curious to understand the local government interactions with federal dollars and the impact of those dollars on the actions of local government. Did local government personnel tend to do whatever the feds told them if it was in exchange for funds and equipment and supplies? And spent a number of years studying this using a nationwide study of 2,038 county emergency managers and getting their feedback. And ultimately, the answer to the big question that I started with, which was, does the federal government have command and control of local response agencies? And overwhelmingly, that answer is yes. And so
when you say that, Amy, you're bumming me out, but you're excuse me. You're not saying that it's legitimate, the control that they're exerting, are you?
No, I mean, it is certainly legitimate in terms of their authorizing legislation. But no, it is not a legitimate use of federalism as it was intended, nor is it healthy for local communities to be both beholden to the federal government for their money and also beholden to the federal government for programming. And as you well know, the war on terror was rolled out to the local level in this way, such that a domestic war on terror could be fought not connected to any of the events of 9/11, but so that across decades the instrument of domestic war on terror could be rolled out, and we would prepare local personnel to turn against the citizenry.
So you hold a PhD in public policy from the University of Delaware, And I guess, you could look at the Constitution and see if there's an escape valve somewhere that I haven't been able to find. That is, if we declare an emergency, you can abandon the limitations on government. All limitations that were written into the Constitution are all gone. And so the federal government can do whatever it wants. It can tell the states to do whatever they want, the local municipalities do whatever they want them to do, and they have to do it. Of course, where is that in the Constitution? I haven't found it. Maybe you know, because you're a PhD. Come on, help us find it.
Yeah, well, you don't need a PhD to know about the 10th Amendment, right, which really is an escape valve for local areas. And an opportunity for local elected officials, and just to be clear, for the Libertarian Party and the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus, whom I work on behalf of with candidates, specifically the strategy of being elected at the most local level and affecting those policies of nullification and ridding themselves of the confines of the relationship that comes with federal funding is absolutely a libertarian strategy right now.
So are we gaining steam, the libertarian people, the people that love liberty, the people that want to constrain the government back into its constitutional cage? Are we seeing some victories at the localist of local levels? Because, you know, our attempts to gain, you know, on more of the federal, how would you say, nationalized type of House of Representatives, Senate, and even presidency has not gone well in our past, as we've watched that time and time again. And, you know, the old adage, if you do the same thing over and over again, expect a different result, you're insane. So are libertarians insane? Are we finally figuring a way to get the L party in the office?
Yeah, I think so. The Libertarian Party has been for a number of years kind of in flux. The people who had control over the party previously barely spoke out about lockdowns, barely spoke out about mandates. And in May, we went to our convention in Reno, Nevada, and the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus changed all of that. The party is now led by people like Angela McArdle, who were instrumental in places like Los Angeles, California, where she led ballot initiatives to make sure that lockdowns and mandates could not occur in that area. Led by people who understand that issue coalitions regarding medical freedom, the Second Amendment, legalization are where we will do our work. And that explains also our effort to make sure that people are elected at the most local level where they have the most power to do the most good in terms of nullification. So the answer to your question is a lot of change in the party right now, and okay, all of that change is incredible.
Well, Amy, thanks for sharing that, because I was not aware of that. And I think about how obvious it should have been. And I'm not saying I knew it all the time either. But the focal point was always on every 4 years, we'll get a libertarian presidential candidate. We'll get him or her up on stage at the debates, which they never allow. And it's like, that's really not the stage where the things were going to change. It was always the local level. And I think that one of the positives of the scamdemic and the lockdowns was to rally people to figure out, how do we really solve this problem? Because everything we've done before didn't work, hasn't really worked. And even though, as an advocate of the 10th Amendment Center and all that we do here to put that word out to nullify, there have been certainly elements and movements in nullification throughout history. We know that. But in a very, very pragmatic and practical way, what we found is that getting elected at the localest of local levels and pushing back against the State Department, the public departments of health that exist on the various levels, at the localest level, pushing back at the state level and lower, if you will, or more localized, that we were having successes in shutting things down, their attempts to shut us down, in other words. And so I was thinking, would it be timely that the Libertarian Party, that has a very important message for everybody, would finally figure that out? It seems to be that this has happened. How was this, like a bloodbath? Was there blood spilling at the convention? I mean, how did this happen?
It was an overwhelming change supported by an overwhelming number of delegates. People went to Reno ready to be the party, finally, that is libertarian, that pushes back against things like mandates and lockdowns, that pushes back against the idea that large corporations who benefit from federal funding and loopholes get to do whatever they want with vaccine mandates. And it is a bloodbath. Yeah, so in terms of whether or not it was overwhelming support for this change, absolutely. But the change that stems from that being prepared to run candidates all over the country with a strategy in mind of working at the most local level to qualify is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm thrilled about it. And I know that some the argument, like a Ron Paul, was he couldn't get any traction with the Libertarian Party, even though he ran once. So it was more or less he went into the Republican Party to bring that up. And he did more than anybody, I believe, in current or recent history, change the discussion and open up people's minds to things that they hadn't considered before. And it has had an impact. So I don't think it was a zero-sum game in that there was a win there. But as far as a party that is not beholden to interests that even the establishment Republicans are, despite the fact that I know there are attempts to put people that believe more libertarian ideals within the Republican Party to run at those levels as well, this is a tough one to overcome because it's the pattern has emerged and it's been there for generations now. RRD. And I get frustrated, quite honestly, about this over the years of seeing it. One of my best friends in this lifetime, we just lost a former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Michael Bednarik, as well. And he was tireless in his efforts to educate on the Constitution throughout it all, and yet gained no real traction at that level, the national level. But I just like what I'm hearing here. I have to acknowledge this. I'm like hearing from you, Amy, is like, okay, there's some interesting changes that are occurring that may have the impact that we hadn't seen in previous election cycles. And I know that it's not all done. We're going to get a lot of libertarians elected this cycle. It's still probably early on since this just happened. But strategically, like you're at LP in Delaware, are there, let's say, chapters that are doing what you're describing in other states, or are there still some states that are holding out and not very cooperative with this new agenda?
Yeah, I work with candidates all over the country we've met candidates all over the country for endorsement by the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus, and those candidates are largely seeking to be elected at municipal or county level seats. We do vet and endorse some state level candidates, but we mostly are excited about our folks who are local. And they are absolutely employing the strategy of nullification. So a thing that 10th Amendment Center made clear in the last couple of months is, James Madison was, he left us great instruction on what it takes to nullify at the local level. And he told us we needed to rouse the people, make sure that our public messaging was sound. He told us that we needed to urge noncompliance. We do a whole lot of that in Delaware, especially with Second Amendment and medical freedom issues. He said that we needed to prepare leaders, people who would be strong, speak out against the overreach of federal government. And he said that we need to take legislative action, so we need to be active in our legislatures and general assemblies, and that is exactly what our candidates are doing, as well as their candidate teams that support them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, the PhD you have in public policy, I've grown to dislike the word public. Don't particularly like policy either, but let's just go public. It's like public. It's like, like I talk about public health, and I've called it an oxymoron. It has nothing to do with your health, really. In fact, public health is kind of a code word for collectivism in medicine. It denies the rights of the individual based on a collective common good that is ill-defined, emphasis on illness there. And so public policy is also concerning. What does that mean in terms of its impact on the individual, right? Public policy is just like everybody, one size fits all. And other than the concept of the common law, that is, you know, don't kill me, don't break my stuff, don't take my stuff, the basics. You know, going beyond that, it gets a little sticky in terms of violating fundamental rights and freedoms. And this, to me, is how did you survive as a libertarian-minded individual? Getting a PhD in public policy where you have all your hair intact. It's beautiful. How did you do that?
So, well, you know, I had to go somewhere nearby so I could attend classes. I'm a mama and a wife, and I needed to be somewhere close. And University of Delaware had a program that would afford me the opportunity to pursue my research and to pursue my research in a vein of emergency services. They had specifically a research center there that took a look at both nationally and internationally the infrastructure of disaster management. And I was able to, so I was able to get there, for one, and able to, conduct again a nationwide study. They had the support there for that. So no, I don't believe that anything is public, right? We have only ourselves, our families, mm-hmm. our neighbors, and our churches and our communities. But it was an opportunity to study really alongside people who did not see the world the way that I do.
I'm thinking that you must have been a pariah there at Delaware. I mean, how did you survive it? You were surviving the cancel culture before anybody knew there was a cancel culture, probably.
Yeah, so I was there in 2010, mm-hmm. right around like 2010, 2012, during those years when the things were not quite at the fevered pitch, but I had, you know, a slew of liberal professors who were teaching in the postmodernist vein. I don't think there's a better education you can get than to sit next to students who don't see the world the way you do. And to learn from professors who are going to have you reading books that are the opposite of really what you grew up reading. And so it was an eye-opening experience. I don't really regret the subject matter, and it was an incredible opportunity to pursue what I saw as a huge problem in emergency management and to reach some important conclusions.
So you can get the PhD. Is there like a minor in PhD, like a minor in dealing with morons that don't see the world other than through a collectivist lens?
I don't know, but all over this country, people like us are finding that out right now, how to deal in those environments.
I'm just curious if you have any insight, because again, you survive side by side, and I agree. I don't mean to isolate us. That's never my intent, because I don't mind hanging out with people that I disagree with or vice versa. And it used to be kind of a normal thing. You're still pals and buddies and friends and family, but something happened in the last couple of years where then that cancel culture of, you know, we might have disgust or disdain, or they might have for us particularly, became one that you could no longer associate with them. And now you've categorized, and I don't mean you, but in a sense they were taught to, you must discard their humanity. You shred them of their humanity so that it can be an easy thing to, you know, leave them by the side of the road, bloody and, you know, dying of whatever. And just cruelty engaged in what we see now. And this, I don't know if it's a last gasp. I mean, they're certainly seeming like they might have a little bit of an edge in terms of percentage-wise. I'm not sure what that is in terms of belief in collectivism. But again, it denies the I would say, our fundamental divine nature, right? That, to me, is an attack on spirituality or religious beliefs as well, the individual's ability to have a relationship with the divine, and yet that is discarded if we don't agree with a collective. Again, these are the things I'm struggling with, too. I'll just admit it, in terms of how do we reach those folks. A lot of people are asking the same question, to bring them back to some sense of sense, if you will, which is not common anymore.
Yeah, the cultural left especially has gone down a road, and I don't know how we bring them back. I don't know how we properly protect our children from exposure. I know, right now the public school is a dangerous place to be, both in terms of violence and in terms of their instruction. And university really, generally also is now, a place you must question if you're going to send your young people. It's tough out there, and they do seem to have, a command of culture right now, which is another thing, that I love about the Libertarian Party and the change that the Mises Caucus has brought forward.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. A man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens of others by driving an SUV through a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year wants to represent himself in a trial that is scheduled to begin in a little more than a week. A motion was filed requesting that the public defender of Daryl Brooks Jr. and the assistant public defender be taken off the case. A hearing on the motion is scheduled for Tuesday. New York City's mayor says he plans to erect hangar-sized tents as temporary shelter for thousands of international migrants who have been bused to the Big Apple by governors to disrupt federal border policies. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is a focus on culture building. There is a focus on making sure that there is camaraderie. So the Libertarian Party is a political party, yeah, but we're also building community. So there is a focus on camaraderie. There is a focus on getting out into the community, conducting outreach events, knowing each other, understanding each other's skill sets. Being able to be there for each other during difficult times like COVID, when things were uneasy, and And so I think we fight back against the cultural issues we're seeing and the concerns we have for future generations when we build community, when we think locally, and when we make sure that libertarian-minded people, big L, little L, whatever, right? So yeah. Libertarian-minded people focus on individual liberty mm-hmm. for building community together.
You know, it's an interesting thing that occurs to me, and this is not the first time I've thought it. Maybe you have, too. Libertarian community. That seems to be almost an oxymoron, doesn't it? Yet at the same time, my son was just at the Pork Fest, short for Porcupine Fest, where it's a week-long libertarian community. That is, it pops up, and the police are not necessarily there in that sense. In other words, everybody polices their own behavior. And the idea that a group of libertarians, if you can say that, can get together in a community and the community works. You know, my son was reporting back to me. It was very peaceful. Everybody, you know, believed and did different. I mean, you talk about the wide variety of beliefs even with among people that claim to have a libertarian ideology. I mean, you'd say these people could not get along, and they both consider themselves libertarian. That kind of thing was happening. So how do we kind of get beyond that idea that libertarians can't get along? Because in the history of the Libertarian Party, they haven't been able to succeed so much. And I see the culture building that you're talking about as something that's very, very needed to help disabuse people of the wrongheaded notion of even thoughts like homeschoolers. Oh, homeschool is horrible. They'll grow up. They won't even know how to talk to each other. It's like they'll be isolated. It's like it's so not the reality of people that have gone through homeschooling for generations. With exceptions or rare exceptions, in a sense, there are always isolated incidents, but you can't say, oh, that's everybody. So the idea of culture building within a libertarian ideology that says, you know what, we are all quite unique and different in our beliefs, but we can, without an external threat of punishment and force necessarily, we can get along and live in community.
Yeah, and I would echo your sentiment. So as a homeschooler myself, I see the benefit of keeping family and close community and churches around our children and the incredible benefit. So I'd argue that the impact is the opposite of what people tend to think that it is. So I think the other side of the coin with building culture and community and having fun together, mm-hmm. the other side of that coin is building a culture of responsibility and accountability. And with people of varying backgrounds and different lifestyles and different preferences, all take responsibility and accountability for their own actions and don't hinge on the government to support a lifestyle or to support them financially, and understand that their self-defense is incumbent upon them and not a government, and their security best comes from closeness with neighbors. When we shed government, when we act responsibly and we are accountable, that's kind of the other side of culture building that bonds a libertarian-minded community.
So what are some ways, Amy, that folks that might want to say, oh, okay, this sounds different, this sounds new relative to what I thought the libertarian stuff was happening, how do I plug in to the Mises Caucus, for instance, wherever they are, not just in Delaware where you are?
Yeah, the Mises Caucus is all over the country, and they have state organizers ready to talk to anyone who is interested in the caucus and interested in this incredible opportunity and enormous change in the party. And the way that you would learn more about the caucus is you can register at takehumanaction.com. And if you do that, you can go to that website, you can register to get some emails and to hear from one of your state organizers that is local to you. But also you can learn a little bit more about the platform and a little bit about the issue coalitions and candidates that the caucus supports.
Right,
and I'm happy to share some stuff for your show notes for you after we're done.
Oh, yeah, thanks. And I'm just opening up Superdon, if you can show that. It takes you to the LP Mises Caucus, takehumanaction.com. There it is. And you can enter your email, whatever, and get connected and maybe find, I think really you'll find people of like mind that believe in taking responsibility for their actions as opposed to turning it over to the government and then becoming a collective mush, if you will, where rights are relegated to become privileges. And they are given or taken away by the government based on your good behavior. How do they define the good behavior? Well, that depends on whether you have an establishment Democrat or establishment Republican telling you how to live, as opposed to how you perceive is right to live because of your relationship with the divine, however you perceive that to be as well. again, it's pretty simple. We try to teach two-year-olds. I know they're not there yet always, but very often Americans act like they're two-year-olds, and they can't get beyond the basics, understanding right and wrong. And it isn't for the government to determine that, although the basic common law is understood, and some would say natural law, that you're certain things you just don't do. You don't need a whole lot of statutes to explain them, even though they were there at the basis of the founding of this country. And yet we strayed so far from them. And I believe because of public schools or government indoctrination centers teaching the glory of government and the glory of collectivism, the glory of not being responsible for your actions and turning them over to a collectivist mush in government.
I completely agree.
You know what? I feel extra smart now. I got a PhD smart person like Amy Lepore saying, yeah, I agree with you, Robert. That's crazy. I don't know how that happened. I'm so grateful to connect with you, and I'm so grateful Michael Bolden suggested when we highlighted your article last week to have you on here. I just, like I said, this is an exciting new chapter, if you will, specifically in terms of political action for those that are inclined to take it. Now, if you get connected to the Mises Caucus, I'm sure you're not requiring people, you have to run for office. You're like, whoa, I don't want to. But however, you can support a cultural shift, and that might include the shift of the body politic, and that'd be a good thing, I think, more towards liberty. Even a little incremental step I'll take. Every little bit's going to be a little better than not taking that step.
Absolutely, and if there are people watching and they register with the caucus, or even if they don't and they're interested in running for elected office as a libertarian, I get to work with candidates all over the country. It's incredible, and they could, you know, just get a hold of me.
So you're going to actually kind of guide some of these candidates that sign up from the Robert Scott Bell Show to run for office, and Amy Lepore is going to call you and go, here's what you can do. How cool is that?
That's part of my role. So that's part of my role with the caucus. I'm newly the candidate officer. And again, we have a team. We are building resources and training and supports and kind of a strategic plan to move forward in 2022, 2023, and 2024 and to really, really hammer home a nullification strategy and to really focus on those local level offices.
Oh, man, there's so much more I want to talk to you about, but we'll have to do that at another time, especially you as a parent. I'm a parent thinking about kids that we're raising. You mentioned that your daughter's almost, what, you said 19, 18?
19, yes.
Yeah, my daughter's 17. You know, raising them up to perceive the world quite differently than their peers. And it's quite a daunting challenge. Yet if these kids have it within them, and if they have living examples like moms and dads that not just say they believe it but live it, the transformation is on, is all I'm saying. And maybe we can talk about that next generation stuff with you on another visit.
Absolutely. I would love that.
That would be awesome. So we have links again to Amy Lepore and the article that she wrote, the 10th Amendment Center republished as well, at robertscottbell.com. Take you to the Libertarian Party of Delaware. But if you'd like to participate at the localist or local level, or just check it out, takehumanaction.com. We'll get you a website. Sign up. And if you want to run, Amy's going to be calling you. So don't be Amy. Hi. Hi, Amy.
True.
Right? Cool. Thank you for being here. Shout out to Michael Bolden, who is in the chat room right now. And we love you, Michael, although see how easy it was to get an actual official from the Libertarian Party to show up more than Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. I don't know why that was so – well, we'll leave it there for now.
He's in demand these days, that's for sure.
Yes, he's a busy guy, and I hope you're more in demand for doing what you do, that you're like, I got so many candidates I need to talk to. I need more help. So that would be great, too, to hear.
I hope so, too.
All right, Amy, thanks for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Amy Lepore. Wow, great sport, too. I love, you know, talking about the issues, the fundamental issues of liberty as they apply to every aspect of our life. We only had a short time to at least start that discussion, as well as with the nationalization of emergency response. And that's a detail-oriented scenario. Not everybody goes, you know, some people go, oh, I don't know, it's too much. But I think it's an important part because we've all lived through that nationalization. Those of you who are still with us alive, well, breathing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you've survived it. Especially if you haven't gotten jabbed, that's an amazing accomplishment considering all the intense pressure put upon you to make your life difficult or miserable, as some would say, if you don't get the jab. So hold tight. The pandemic is over. Our fearless leader, President Biden, has said so. Super Don doesn't think that matters. I do. All right. No, I'm waiting for Super Don to show up again. There he is. Yeah, he's tapping. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to me? Nothing.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway,
I think if we had a poll about the importance of Biden saying that, I think I would win that poll.
Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe I'll
that
throw
it matters, it doesn't matter at all. Or, you know, whatever. That'd be a fun one. But I think people are going to be talking about it and going, hey, maybe now we'll get some Congress critters to go, let's overturn the state of emergency. But there's so much inertia to stop that from happening because billions and billions and billions, and that's a Carl Sagan term, billions and billions. It's beyond billions of profit taking over the mandatory, so-called mandatory, soft mandate or otherwise, utilization of products that have carry no liability. They never want that to end. And they have purchased significant influence in our government, you know, those that are in government, elected and unelected bureaucrats, our media, on and on it goes. So even with a statement by Biden, the so-called president, saying the pandemic is over, it should matter. I get it, Super Don, when you say, well, probably won't matter. I get it. I know where you're at. I don't think that's cynical. That's like,
dude, I get it. You know, yeah. I mean, you are like, you are right on target.
I'm just annoyed. That's all.
On principle here. Yeah. I get it, man. I do. And I share that with you.
Yeah.
I lost that kind of optimism a long time ago.
You know, I don't know what
it's
optimism.
I did. I've become jaded by the system, you know?
It's just like, no, it's just a hammer blow of our little bully pulpit to go, damn it, this means something, and make it mean something.
It should. What you're saying is it should mean something.
Yeah.
It does to you,
yeah,
personally. To the system, to the game, to the structure of this country, and the, you know, to the majority of the Americans in this country, they don't care.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Scott Bell Show.
So we're going into the fall and early winter, and I don't want you to be bugged by bugs, but I don't want you to poison the water hole either. What do we do here? The limonene, the distillate from the orange peel. Orange Guard. OrangeGuard.com. This is it. EPA regulated as a pesticide, yet harmless to your kids, your cats, your dogs. You can spray it around organic crops or you know, your garden or your greenhouse, which I do when needed. And it'll take care of the aphids, the little bugaboos, the ants, the roaches, safely, without harming anything, including you. And that's OrangeGuard.com. You can go to the local Ace Hardware store, get it, your Whole Foods, ask for it by name, and then take a picture with the bottle once you get it, and send it into Superdon. Ask RSB at gmail.com, and we're going to be doing a giveaway. I think sometime in October this will happen. I think it'll be a fun month to give some stuff away. And yes, I even scraped it in my mouth on the air and swallowed it. Tasted bad, but I was completely safe and alive because the limonene is that amazing and safe. So there you go. It's not meant to be eaten, but you could. All right. With that, we're almost wrapping up hour one here. And one of my favorite topics, I don't get to talk about it much because I don't have many boxers that join me on the show. I was introduced to boxing. Not that I didn't know about boxing, but my wife was kickboxing at the time in South Florida. And I had a severe injury to both my eustachian tubes in a diving incident, going underwater up and down for the whole day. And I just destroyed my ears. And I was like, I couldn't get back in the water. My wife said, hey, why don't you come over with me and start boxing? And Chiro Perez, my good buddy, the kids called him Cheeto. He was working with the karate school down in South Florida back then. And I began to do boxing fitness. And he taught me stuff. He was like the Puerto Rican national champion. He is now trained world champions, Chiro. And I just appreciate him so much because he got me this love and appreciation for boxing I didn't have growing up, though everybody knew Muhammad Ali and Evander Holyfield and stuff like that. And now I can call Muhammad Ali's daughter. Well, she's amazing, Layla Ali. And her organic spices, she's a friend, and we, you know, connect every once in a while. And I've got to visit her in her house in Atlanta with my mom and my kids. It was a lot of fun. And Layla, of course, she was a champion boxer for all those years. And so I appreciate the support. We're going to talk some boxing and more than that in the hour to come momentarily. And for the first time on the air, we have David Rodriguez, Nino's Corner. We'll learn all about Nino's Corner as well. So that's coming up. Briefly, we talked about the pandemic being over, according to Biden. Well, what about the common cold? That never went away, did it? Oh, everything went away. Flu went away. Everything went away during COVID. But here's a headline from Fox News. It says severe common cold cases increasing among young children may be pegged to COVID-19. Oh, they're blaming COVID-19. No, not the virus or whatever you perceive it to be. It was the lockdowns. Doctors are noticing an increase in severe cases of common cold among some children, and they say it's the lockdowns that did it because people weren't going out and interacting and sharing germs, which is part and parcel to the strengthening of the immune system individually. And, of course, when you add a bunch of individuals together, you can call it a collective. But honestly, you get sick as an individual, not a group. You get well as an individual, not a group. But the importance of the community is that we interact with one another, that we don't isolate out, because the moment we're exposed to something, we have no earthly idea what it is. They say, oh, we're vulnerable. We could have it, and it could be really bad, not just a cold. So why not declare a pandemic of severe common cold? Why not? Keep the emergency going. You know they want to. Is this the trial balloon? Monkeypox didn't work? Or Mpox? Or what did they call it? Sheeplepox? I don't remember what the winning entry was.
Adam Syphilis.
Adam Syphilis was your favorite,
yes.
Right? Yeah, that was a great one. Terrific one. So the severe common cold. Look, we can address, if you believe it's a viral issue, guess what? Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol is beautiful, the sovereign silver. Why? Because the ions of silver are virostatic. They stop viral replication. If you believe viruses are the cause of the problem, they're not going to harm you at the level we're talking about, but they will also enhance immune response. If it's a bacterial issue, a fungal issue, yes, we can neutralize it without resorting to toxic medication, which, by the way, my kids, 2 kids, 22, 17, never been jabbed. Never! Not by any jabs, not by vaccines at all. And guess what? Never once had an antibiotic. Have they had infections? Have they had colds and flus? Yeah. We all have them. Part and parcel of life. But we don't have to resort to toxic fear and death administration approved poisons that are responsible as the third leading cause of death in America. And quite honestly, whatever you believe COVID was or is, most people didn't die of COVID. They died of the treatment for it outside of the doctors who were brave enough to say, hey, we're using antiparasitic drugs like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vitamin C and zinc and da-da-da. Now, don't forget the copper. If you've been on zinc and vitamin C, pump up that copper. If you're not eating liver at least once a week, you need copper supplementation. And this is the safest, cheapest, and most efficient way to get it in. Sovereign Copper. Check that out as well. We've got links up, as always, at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.